This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Do great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, the hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving, and thank you for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, we have Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force, and Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America,
and to the
Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, last night we had a debate. And a lot of reactions coming in about the debate. But first of all, what did you see?
Well, I saw two things. I saw Chris Wallace from Fox News probably do his last debate monitoring because he totally lost control. And secondly, I saw a lot of questions that seemed to be driven based on getting emotion from people rather than substantive questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when I say Chris Wallace lost control, Donald Trump made sure he filled that void, and he did.
Well, I believe Donald Trump absolutely drove the point home like a bulldozer and just absolutely flattened Joe Biden and ruined his credibility with his base. I mean, when he said, well, I don't support the new Green Deal, I support the Biden deal. When he said that, I'm thinking AOC is just going to roll over.
Oh, absolutely. And the far left, who has been his biggest support base within the Democrat Party, is going to let him know about it. In fact, I read a lot of social media coming out on it last night, and a lot of people weren't happy on his side. And there was a lot of people, the theme, so to speak, was don't debate anymore, Joe. Joe Biden should not do any more debates.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's not coming from, you know, the news pundits and the left-wing liberal media folks who are in his court 24/7. It was his base.
Yeah.
Out there on social media, you know, Twitter and Facebook and other venues talking, saying, okay, that's it, don't do any more debates, Joe. So they're either scared or they're basically trying to tell, you know, the audience out there, this didn't go very well.
Well, the initial push polls that were done right afterwards, especially with the Latinos, Telemundo had Trump at 66%. Two other polls had Trump ahead. And even Politico had Trump ahead, which is very unusual. Democrats were actually saying that Trump did a much better job. Now, the other winner last night was the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, who was not only introduced yesterday to the senators, but she was brought up several times last night. And nothing but there was nothing but positives, for the most part, said about her. Biden didn't even dare to go towards a religious area with her.
If I could have asked a question to just get a response from Biden publicly, it would have been, so who is on the top of your list? Because people are still waiting. I mean, there's speculation who's on there, but he hasn't formally put that out. So if you're going to argue from the standpoint of, well, we should wait and pick our next Supreme Court justice based on who wins the presidential election in November, I want to see Biden's list in there. I want to see it, you know, gone over pretty heavily, just like they did Trump over the last week or so. So he's not talking about it. It's not out there. I think that's their way of quietly saying, we've given up on that, but we're gonna play the game. We're gonna be tough on the Supreme Court justice that Donald Trump has picked.
Okay, now we're probably going to run into the break here, but I'm going to get this out there at least. The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, yesterday revealed that U.S. intelligence had learned of claims from Russian intelligence that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did in fact approve a plan to connect then-candidate Donald Trump to the Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee, which included notes that were found and notes that were sent from the CIA on up the line to the president himself at the time, Barack Obama.
Yeah, this is critical in two cents, based on one, what it says, and two, those notes and that intelligence was, kept away from, the previous House and Senate committees when they had their hearings on that over the last two or three years. And so this is critical. And the fact that it points to Hillary Clinton answers all our questions that we already knew the answer to.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back. And we're going to talk about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and his case yesterday in front of Judge Sullivan. What happened? What's going to happen? Where are we at?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your...
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshak, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive. Remember, when you think of Moss Nissan, you now have to think of Moss Acura, too. And while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss Sr. went out and went on a buying spree. And now they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss has the largest selection in the state. And before you buy anywhere else, go see Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business over price either, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit, and Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence, and congratulations, team. Now, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, remember, you serve, you save. Moss Service Department's handle all makes and all models, and Moss Nissan and Acura's service department will give a veteran, active duty military, first responder, or pastors or faith workers a 20% discount on the repair work done on their vehicle. Now remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura at Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com and MossNissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and that'll save you another $500 on the vehicle you're looking at. So it's like a $500 gift. All right, Colonel Jim Warshak is back with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Now, Michael Flynn's attorney and the judge, Mr. Judge Sullivan, I'm not really sure that what have they got over him? Somebody's got something on him, don't they?
You know, that's a good question. A lot of people are asking that. And, you know, he is sticking to his decision to keep this going I'm going to be following it really closely today to see if there's something there. I mean, that thing went on for 6 hours yesterday, and we're no further along. A lot of people anticipated that he would finally get, you know, take the hint that this isn't going anywhere, and what's he going to do? I don't know whether, you know, I think perhaps maybe the Obama administration has something on him, that he, you know, they've either ordered him or they've warned him that you need to keep this going. You know, the biggest thing is not whether they get Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is never going to be charged. He's never going to go to jail, but it's preventing Mike Flynn from going out and talking, and Mike Flynn knows a heck of a lot of stuff of what went on in the Obama administration. And rather than have it come out of Mike Flynn's mouth, who is probably one of the most credible people in America in the eyes of the general public, they don't want him out there talking. And so as long as they keep him stifled and, you know, away from the microphone, that's not going to happen. Of course, we're seeing other things happen, as I know we're going to talk about. So we'll see what happens with Sullivan and where this goes, perhaps today or tomorrow, and we'll talk about it.
Now, I've got a comment here that just came in off the Internet from Jimmy in Detroit. He's saying, Captain, please ask the Colonel, is Antifa merely an idea?
Well, Joe Biden said that because he had to say that, and Donald Trump kind of hinted on that when Donald Trump said to him, if you supported law enforcement, you would lose all your left-wing radical base. You'd lose that support. Biden obviously was told he had to say that. Now, the other thing, since you mentioned it, you know, there was a question that came up from Chris Wallace. It was a two-part question. The second part of it was, do you support BLM? And they avoided ever getting to that part of that question. So
yep.
Biden didn't have to answer that either. And I looked at that as, okay, they asked the question, but they wanted to make sure he wasn't going to answer it. And because the only way he can answer it is to be truthful and honest to say what it is. So that's a good question. Yeah.
All right. Now, the Senate has advanced a stopgap funding measure to keep the government open before the election. That's number one. Number two, there's also another appears to be a stimulus floating around. This one is a $2 trillion package that Nancy and the crew have sent over to the Senate.
Well, Nancy and the crew are going to do whatever they can to get as much money they can, you know, earmarked towards, you know, the recovery and all this other stuff, because that's where their credibility in the eyes of those who support the political left and the Democrats come from. So, you know, we'll probably see that go along. I don't think it's going to get voted on at this point in time. And as far as keeping the government open, you know, they'll do a continuing resolution on that, and that will get us through past, you know, December 2020.
Now, yesterday they had a funeral at Arlington National Cemetery. We heard very little about it, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg was laid to rest next to her husband at Arlington National Cemetery.
God rest her soul. That's all I can say.
Yep.
You know, a page in history has been turned on that.
Yep. And we also had a CNN analyst suggest that the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, be fired. And this analyst also suggested that the Trump campaign communications director, I believe his name is Tim, I don't know his last name, be shot.
You know, this is CNN. You think they're scared of Kayleigh McEnany? You think that's the reason they want her fired, because she's doing such a terrible job for the president that even CNN would want her fired?
She destroyed Jim Acosta the other day.
Oh, I know. I mean, when the biggest fear of those White House press pool reporters, if you want to call them reporters, are is when she brings out her notebook. That notebook is her deadly weapon, because she'll go to the whatever whatever question you ask, she has a response for it, and she'll go after you on it. She is a tough, in your face press secretary, and they don't like her. As far as the other comment about the communications director, you know, that's CNN being CNN with their snarky, you know, below the belt comments, and he should be fired for saying that, because that's criminal to make a response like that.
Now, there's a 156% surge in assaults on Los Angeles police officers, and the area where it's happening the most right now is around the not the internal part of the city, but around the outskirts of the cities.
You know, it's absolutely a shame that this is what we've gotten to, where, you know, we went from putting police and law enforcement and first responders at the highest, you know, level of honor and dignity to this kind of stuff. And this is the far left radical element of the Democrat Party, which is pretty much in control of the party. And this is what happens when you have radical left leadership in cities, you know, as governors and cities leading the states and cities where this kind of stuff is happening. And it's disgusting. And, you know, I can only say is, you know, thank God we have Trump there who honors that. And that, again, you know, I can't remember if we mentioned it, that was a question that, you know, Trump had to answer for Biden, and saying, if you supported law enforcement, you wouldn't have these people supporting you. So
that's
where it's coming from. And we know who's supporting Biden. And I just can't say enough about, you know, what are people thinking?
Yep. Some really good news out of Tennessee yesterday. The Tennessee volunteer state has ended their statewide restrictions on businesses and gatherings, and they're going to go right back to doing what Florida did, it sounds like. So there you go. Way to go, Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, South Dakota led the way because they didn't put any restrictions on during this whole pandemic. Ron DeSantis in Florida has done a great job, and other states are following suit. And I just saw yesterday, those of you who live in Tampa Bay, Manatee County just got rid of the mask restrictions, and businesses are open in Florida 100%.
You said Manatee County just got
rid
of the mask?
Manatee County, Florida, yep.
Good, good, because I'll be there Thursday.
Yep, and you won't have to wear a mask.
Thank God.
Just want it to happen more, because and you know, I think that was discussed a little bit last night, and people are having different way of thinking about it.
That means I can enjoy my orange swirl ice cream at Mixon's without having to worry about a mask. There you go. Okay, we will talk to you next week, Colonel. Thank you.
All right, take care, man.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also United States Air Force retired colonel, and we really enjoy the opportunity to be able to talk to him every week. All right, I'm coming back with Brandon Rimes, to be calling in, the consumer quarterback, but I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the presidential debate in Cleveland, President Trump was asked about climate change and wildfires.
We have to do better management of our forests. Every year I get the call, California's burning, California's burning. If that was cleaned, if that were If you had forest management, good forest management, you wouldn't be getting those calls. You know, in Europe, they live their forest cities. They're called forest cities. They maintain their forest. They manage their forest. I was with the head of a major country. It's a forest city. He said, sir, we have trees that are far more, they ignite much easier than California. There shouldn't be that problem. I spoke with the governor about it. I'm getting along very well with the governor. But I said, you know, at some point, you can't every year have hundreds of thousands of acres of land just burned to the ground.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times in which we're living, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job, and you'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back, too, at the time of the service. Now, whether you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, even Port Charlotte, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So remember, give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you for that $100 cash back today. And that's a great deal. I'll tell you that right now, a great deal. Now, the debate, if you want to call in, you can call in at 877-969-8600. Tell us what you thought of the debate. The debate last night left a lot to be desired. Now, the mainstream media is calling the debate a disgrace. And many, many are advising Joe Biden not to go up against Donald Trump again for two different reasons. Number one, Joe Biden literally had his butt handed to him on a plate because he lost that debate. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Donald Trump came out like a bulldozer and just absolutely bulldozed him over. Now, here's what just a few people had to say. First of all, Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal. She said, why is Biden allowed to repeat that the facts about Hunter, as put out by the Senate committee, with data from the Treasury Department, are discredited? Every newspaper has noted the money Hunter Biden took from the Ukraine to China to Russia. It's all true, and even Hunter admitted it. So think about that for a second. And that is a good question, isn't it? All right, well, let's go to our real estate quarterback, consumer quarterback, and see what he has to say about all this. And is that you there, Brandon?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, what's on your mind? What'd you think?
Well, I thought it was a good showing by the president. I thought it seemed like in the beginning, specifically the moderator was, you know, kind of against Trump a little bit.
Chris Wallace, of course.
Yeah, Chris Wallace.
By the way, he will never do another debate again.
Really?
That's my prediction. It's because he lost total and complete control, and nobody is going to want to go through that again because the mainstream media, all of the major networks are calling the debate last night a disgrace.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's there's a lot on the line. So, you know, both parties were trying hard to get words in. And, it's an interesting debate in terms of what they were able to say and what was able to come out. But yeah, it was kind of the same. I feel the same. A lot of people were saying it was a little bit muddy, you know, a little bit muddy.
Well, words are fine, but how about some facts? I did a little fact checking last night. You want to know something?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Biden said that he wasn't in favor of cutting police funding. As a matter of fact, he was talking about reallocating funding. But the fact of the matter is that when Joe Biden was the Vice President of the United States, not only was he involved in the cutting of funding this happened after the riots, by the way, after the police came out with some of their paramilitary equipment, not only was he in favor of cutting the budgets for the police departments, but he also said that he would absolutely do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like there's no set right, rule of facts, like which facts are there. And of course, he's going to deny everything about Hunter Biden. He didn't, come clean on anything, really. He just, he's a liar. He was calling names. He was name calling.
It's been debunked. All that about Hunter has been debunked. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, you know, then they make up the lines about Trump talking bad about the troops, you know, when it's on tape. And everybody's seen the clip of him saying, clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Yep, I know. You're absolutely right. And he said more than that, but we can't mention what he said on the radio, unfortunately.
Yep.
So there you go. The other thing is, when you talk about Hunter, okay, Hunter Biden was discharged from the Navy Reserve for drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad, man. It's sad that it's come down to, you know, those types of mudslinging lies and things of that nature. I would hope that the American people get what they deserve, you know, get another good 4 years of a president that's done a lot. He's done a lot, made a lot of accomplishments.
Well, that's where we're going to go right now because, obviously, he is doing very well. And we're finding out that the economy is booming back. And we're also finding out that the fastest growing jobs right now, especially for young professionals, include intelligence, info security on the Internet with the different security IP addresses and all that, as well as chemists. And I find that to be interesting, chemists, because of all the different vaccines and things that they're putting out right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like the space. It reminds me of the space program. You know, now it's the, you know, the Internet, the bio. You know, that's definitely a threat. Very interesting. You know, by the way, just a quick comment on a book I'm reading right now. It's Ben Shapiro, How to Destroy America in 3 Steps. And he's outlined exactly what the left has done so far.
Now, the Treasury Department announced that a loan deal has been reached with 7 different airlines amidst the crisis they've got, because we heard this week that American Airlines might have to let about 10,000 of their people lay them off. But I'm not sure if that's going to be the case after we hear that a loan deal with the Treasury Department has been reached with the 7 airlines that are having a problem.
Yeah, that's interesting. Once we open up, I believe, especially these next 35 days are going to be so important and crucial. once we open up, it seems like you could get some of the big chains like Marriott and Hyatt and those types of companies to come together with some of the airlines and put together some really unique packages where people could say, okay, finally we can get away. Let's get away and take this package deal.
Now, have you had any problems with your computers being hacked?
Yeah, no, not particularly, but yeah, I've heard about it and seen it, and I have had a lot of problems with my phone and internet slowing down.
Well, Microsoft now says half of the state-sponsored hacking attacks that they have received have come from Russia.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. China and Russia, the TRICOMs.
Well, we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is that we are aware that more of the country is opening up. Tennessee just decided to open up their state totally. They've ended the statewide restrictions on businesses and gatherings. We did have some good news that came out. I just found out about it. Manatee County yesterday voted to get rid of the mask requirement, having to wear a mask everywhere and anywhere.
Which county was that?
Manatee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it feels like we're coming through that point, and it just, you know, every time they were trying to beat up Trump last night about the 200,000 deaths, and you know, he made a great counterpoint that Biden would have left the country open.
Well, he also talked about the 300 and some odd thousand deaths of military deaths, thanks to them during their tenure all around the world, all the different conflicts we were in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there, but it's you keep hearing what the actual death rate is. It's 0.00042 or something like that. I mean, it's just some obscenely
and low. Even lower than that in some areas.
Yeah, exactly. So I wonder why the president didn't come right out and talk about those numbers, other than it may have made him look to the ones that did die.
Now, you have a program, the Consumer Quarterback Show, where people can call into your show, watch it, send emails, whatever. It's on at 4 p.m. on my flagship station, and people can go over there, consumerqb.com. You also have a real estate business where people can take advantage of that, too. Give us a website for that, please.
Yes, sir. PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. It's PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com, like Keller Williams. And, yeah, we'd love to help and serve the community any way we can.
And, of course, when it comes to the ConsumerQB.com website, anybody anywhere in the country, if you can't get an answer to something, get a hold of Brandon. He'll certainly try to help you, right?
ConsumerQB.com, that's right. We've got attorneys, CPAs, financial advice, all types of great stuff. We can definitely help them.
All right, here comes the music in my ear. We'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you next week. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks,
all right, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback. ConsumerQB.com is the place to go. And I'll be right back with our beach and boating forecast and wrap things up with your phone calls, too. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with a lot more stuff.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this far. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, that music means it's time for the boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today we'll have a small craft advisory out there. It's going to be pretty windy. Going to be drying today, though. Things are going to dry off and be windy. Going to get a little chillier. Winds will be straight out of the north. So, oh boy, oh boy. I'll start out 10 to 15 miles an hour, and then this afternoon 20 to 30. Now, seas this morning, 2 to 3. This afternoon, 3 to 5, being very choppy. The Gulf water temperature, 87 degrees. The bay water temperature, 85 degrees. High tide coming at 2:23, or came at 2:23 a.m. Low tide at 7:52 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing, too. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends and family and sun sanitized too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work that comes with owning a boat. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out of the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, the best part about being a Freedom Book Club member is you get reciprocity at the 232 other locations all across America. Think about that for a second. Now, they've got 29 ports here in the Tampa Bay area, over 500 boats, and all you got to do to find out more is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to their website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And you'll get some great, great, great results out of that. All righty. Now, we have had a debate. And with that debate came a lot of different comments made by a lot of different people. Now, Jake Tapper at CNN made a very interesting comment. He said, I don't know if Joe Biden won the debate per se. He had some nice moments, but I thought he was kind of flat. That comes from Jake Tapper. Then from the Washington Post, wow. Josh Rogan from the Washington Post says Joe Biden is wrong. The Trump administration did press the Chinese government to allow the U.S. and CDC representatives into Wuhan. Beijing simply refused. Joe Biden lost the debate. And then finally, from Bill O'Reilly. Joe Biden is coming across soft on crime. Every time Trump directs a question to him about what he would do, he dodges and won't answer the question. All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. I'm the authority on the debate. Trump rolled him. Okay, Trump rolled Joe Biden over like a steamroller. Okay, that's number one. Chris Wallace, you're a disgrace. I told Trump he was a leftist, and he had to debate both of them. That's why Trump had to jump in, because he had to defend, he had to beat Chris Wallace, and he had to beat Joe Biden. He beat both of them at their own game. Okay, that's number two. Could Joe Biden, you don't stand for law and order. You don't stand against Antifa. Okay, you don't stand against Black Lives Matter. Okay, who's voting for you? Okay, the only way you can win is by cheating. Look at Philadelphia. Donald, get your Secret Service over there in Philadelphia, over there to poll watch if you have to. Okay, because there's no way. There's no way that this guy's getting any votes. This guy should be in jail. And let me tell you another thing, Donald. Okay, thus saith the Lord. Get out there at the Rose Garden and don't have the press there and list all of the crimes that Joe Biden did, spying on the Trump campaign, and Hunter Biden, all facts. That Hunter Biden got the money, $3 million from Russia, $3.5 million. He got the money from Burisma, okay, and put them out there as facts. Facts that Joe Biden tried to hide and duck and lie about, okay? Do it yourself. You're your own lawyer. You understand me? You're your own lawyer. You can't count on Barr. You can't count on what's Durham. You can't count on anybody but yourself and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now get out there today and list the facts about the crimes that Joe Biden did, and he's disqualified for running for dog catcher, much less president. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, and it's Todd in Tampa, and Todd was on a roll this morning. He forgot about China, though. I don't know why people keep forgetting about China. You know, Hunter and his buddies got $1.5 billion. That's $1 billion with a B. $1.5 billion from China. That's what they got for a business deal. Nobody's talking about. By the way, Frank Luntz, a pollster, said that Biden should not have told Trump to shut up. Trump had rattled him when he did that, and that's not a good look for Biden. He believes that Donald Trump won the debate. I think anybody that saw what the rest of us saw last night can agree with that. I mean, I've got Politico magazine, for crying out loud, that says Trump won the debate from a reporter at Politico magazine, and that's by no stretch of the imagination a conservative group. Those are liberals. And then you've got Daniel Garza. Spanish-speaking views of Telemundo express their preferences of who won tonight's presidential debate. 66% Trump, 34% Biden. Wow. Then you got the New York Times' Andrew Sullivan. He said, Trump dominated. That's the brutal truth. It's painful, but Trump won the debate. Then you've got a WNBA star, Monique Curry. She said, Trump won the debate. Again, these are people that you wouldn't expect to hear this from. So, there is no doubt about it, and I don't care what MSNBC, CNN has to say. If they tell you anything other than what I just read to you, which is in black and white and anybody can find it, then they're not telling you the truth. And when it comes to the police, and the president said, name one law enforcement group that's supporting you. Biden couldn't do it. Now, I know there's one or two or maybe three, but they're not very big groups at all. The president has all the major groups and all the major unions all across the country because Joe Biden got on the bandwagon early, along with Kamala Harris, and said that they were all about reallocating funds from the police for social venues with socialists, or with psychiatrists and whatnot to go out on these calls to try to talk to the people. You ever try to talk to somebody that's got a gun? Beat it on you? You ever try to talk to somebody that's about ready to shoot you? It doesn't work very well. And yes, Al, you're right. Antifa is an idea. That's what he said. Antifa is an idea. Yeah, sure it is. My God. All right, now let's see here. I got to go over here and read this for you and let you know that Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, and I look forward to seeing them again real soon, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. With all their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A., they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, the best thing about it is, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by. You can see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, the number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a free trip to the back room to get some of those fancy pastries they got back there. All right. Another great night of radio excellence. We certainly appreciate all the help we had along the way. And it's not going to go away. You're going to hear about it all day long today. Can't wait. And I'll tell you what, Joe Biden got steamrolled by President Donald Trump. I'll see y'all tonight on the Radidio. Stay safe, stay warm, stay healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.